starting the Kuntra Sachrin, Lahavin Mashakosu B'Pri Yitzchayim. So over here he starts off to discuss the difference of the impact of tefillah, of prayer, and the impact of learning. And the Pri Yitzchayim says that nowadays the most important avoda presently is the davening, is more than even the learning of Torah. Even though Torah has an advantage over everything, we say V'talmud Torah keneged kulam, he's going to explain that what Torah accomplishes and what tefillah accomplishes. Basically, Torah is the word of Hashem, and it is connected into the world of Atzilus. But when we do prayer, we bring down the Ein Sof into the physical world. So there's a bigger sort of impact of bringing down the Ein Sof directly into the world. Let's look inside. We'll see. Lahavin mashekosu b'pri etzchayim. In order to understand this that is written in the Pri Etzchayim, the bizman hazeh iker haberur al yidei hatfilah davke. So it says that in the later generations, the main beirur, the main sorting out. What does it mean, sorting out? You know, all of it is the descent of the klippas, noiga, the sparks through the shviras hakelim, the olam, the tov, and that descended into the physical world. When we learn Torah, when we do mitzvahs, when we daven, we actually sort out and we elevate those sparks, because everything we do in the physical world, and we utilize the physical world, our physical body and everything in this world, and that's how we elevate it. We sort of separate the spark from the rest of it and we bring it up to its proper place. So it says that now the main birur, the main elevation, is idea tefillah davke, that takes place through the davening specifically. Av shetalmud Torah l'mayla mehatfila. Even though that the study of Torah basically is on a higher level than davening. But what would be the advantage of tefillah over Talmud Torah? So explain like this. Inyan hu, the idea is, shall yidei Torah mitzvahs meisifin oir ba'atzilus. When you do Torah mitzvahs, what you do is you add light in the world of Atzilus. And then from Atzilus, it descends and it comes down to impact the person. So Hashem created the world and he gave a certain amount that it was created with. And then there is the addition that Hashem set up that we should add to it. So every time we do learn Torah, every time we do a mitzvah, we add more light in the level of Atzilus. Eventually that light comes down to the person, and it benefits the person that has brought down that additional light in the world of Atzilus. That what happens through Torah. Perush. What does it mean that you bring down lights in Atzilus? That Oyr Ein Sof Baruch Hu Bekelim Da Atzilus Ayidei Talmud Torah Bepnimis Dahainu Hamshochas Hamechin Ubekima Mitzvahs Bechitzonis Hakelim. So which means the two levels of Torah and Mitzvahs. Torah being intellectual, bring the level of wisdom of Hashem, that will bring down in the inner of the kelim, which means the moichin. And, you know, this set up like a human body, so to speak, the moichin and midas, the intellect and the emotions, so that will bring it down into the level of moichin. And when you do the fulfillment of mitzvahs, so over there is b'chitzoinius hakelim. So over there, it brings down into the external part of the kelim shem bechinas netzach hoyd yisoid shebasiya, which is the level of netzach hoyd yisoid. The external is netzach hoyd yisoid, which is in the 10 spheres zeir anpin shebatzilus, which is considered to be the small face of Atzilus, and the external part of it is considered to be Netzach Hod Yisoid. So again, but basically the process of Torah Mitzvahs is, it brings down in Atzilus, whether in the Chochma Bin Adas, in the Moichin, or in the Nehi, but it also comes in Atzilus. And then what happens? Rak shemislapshim bebri yitzir asiyya b'toyra mitzvah gashe b'el mazeh. That later on, only that later on, it dresses up in the bri yitzir asiyya, in all the worlds, in the physical toyra mitzvahs, in asiyya, in the physical toyra mitzvahs that is in this world. So therefore, the order is, it comes from above to below. Avol ha-tefillah, but on the other hand, that is with learning. But the tefillah, he amshochas oirin sov baruch hu libriya, which means that we bring down the infinite light of the Blessed Ein Sof directly to Bri Yitzira Asiya, not in a way that it dresses up through something else and then it comes down. Like in this case, it goes through Atzilus and then it comes to the Bri Yitzira Asiya. The davening brings down the Ein Sof directly into the level Rak Ha'oir Mamish. It's the light, the Ein Sof, actually comes down the shanes hanivroi mikmoy shehem. It changes the creations from what they were. You see Hashem's impact in this world. She yisrap behachayla, so that the sick person gets healed. That's a change in this world. V'yered hageshem mishamayim la'aretz v'yelidu v'etzmicha, and for the rain to descend into the earth, and the earth should give birth, should start to sprout. So that happens through the blessings that we make. So we say the davening. So the davening brings down the Ein Sof directly into the world. But that there's no change that takes place when you do Torah and mitzvahs. When you study Torah and mitzvahs, there is no change in the physical world. Mash enkin b'Torah and mitzvahs she'ein shinui b'klaf ha'tfilin al yidei ha'nachosom b'reishu b'zroya. There is no change that impacts in the parchment of the tefillin when you place it on your head and on your hand. Nothing changes in the actual parchment. So, which means maybe when you create the parchment, everything else, you know, becomes a tashmishi kedusha and things like that. But there is nothing, you don't see any change at the time that you're learning, at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, that is any change. Now, this is talking about, so there is one mitzvah like the tefillin we prepare, and then we put on the tefillin. But sometimes the mitzvah is actually what we're doing. Like if, say for example, v'gam b'mitzvah she'asiyosum hu gumar asiyosum, that what you do them is, that's the actual mitzvah. So let's say writing a Sefer Torah gives an example over here, right? So if the writing or building a sukkah, according to the opinions that building a sukkah is a mitzvah, so when you write the Sefer Torah, you're actually making a change, and that's a mitzvah, ksiva Sefer Torah. So there's actually a change taking place in the world, but who makes the change? Hashinui huayde odom. The change happens by the human. The human is writing, but it's not through by the heavens like by davening. When you're davening, Hashem changes it around. Over there, we're drawing down the life from the Ein Sof. Blessed be He who Himself is all able. He can do everything. So He can go ahead and take a sick person, make him healthy. He can take a situation which looks difficult and change it around, and he does that. So that's a change that it changes in the world. So behilkoch, and therefore, in order to earn that Ein Sof into this world, you have to sort of bring up an elevation, or what's called mayim nukvin isarusa de latata. You have to sort of bring out for that light to come out. That's an exceptional. Unlike where Torah, which is going to Atzilus, there's a connection over there already, and it's just going through the evolution, going down through being dressed up. Over here, you need Ma'anik. We need the prayer in order to bring that down. in order to draw down the Ein Sof below, Efsher b'li ha'alos mayim nukvim u'mato davka. So it's impossible without the elevation of the feminine water, which is the sarusa delatata, the arousal from below. A person has to pray hard and use his infinite level of devotion to Hashem, to pray to Hashem, to bring down that level of b'li gvul from Hashem to change the world. As opposed to the study of Torah that's in Atzilus, which means that you bring it down in Atzilus, that's not such a big thing, because it's already, without your learning Torah, there is already a connection between the world of Atzilus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because so therefore over there it's not necessary to have that level of arousal from below, because it's already, there's a relationship over there, because there's the Ein Sof where Atzilus is connected, and all what you're doing is bringing it down to the Ein Sof, and then eventually it comes down to the world. So what is the Mayim Nukvim? What is the arousal from below that can bring down the level to change, of bring down the Ein Sof into the world, to change the physical matter in the world? So what is this elevation of this feminine water, this rusa latato, in the mind and the heart of the person? That's a limitless love of a flame of fire, limitless, a human is limited. So there's no such a thing as really infinite or unlimited. But unlimited relative to your abilities, when you go higher than you can, that's unlimited for you. For another person, that may not be limited. No, for a certain person, your devotion and your learning and your doing, your davening to Hashem, your flame of love to Hashem, in this case, is more than you can contain. That's called out without limits. Nikra me'oidecho. That is called your limitless. You give it all you got. In other words, more than you got. You give it to what you have. In order to arouse and bring down the level of the Ein Sof, and he uses now the words of the Kabbalah, v'hainu al yidei gevuris the sag shehein hein horapach netzoytzim chulu. A person, how does he get that level of b'chol moedecho? That level, he gets that by drawing down from the level of gevuris of the name of Hashem, which adds up to the number 63, which is the source of the 288 sparks of Toyu, which come from the vessel of Toyu. So they were in a limitless kind of flow that brings the person to that level. Okay, so now he says, now we also understand, you know, we find in the Gemara, in other places, that the prayer is called Chayisho. It's called temporary life. And the Torah is called Chayolom, eternal life. So why is the Torah called, why is prayer called Chayisho? Because usually prayer is for things that evolve temporary life, this physical world. So it's for the temporary life. We also find, like, for example, when people were not occupied in the study of Torah, so they said, well, they're occupied in temporary life of the temporary and not in the permanent life. But tefillah, which is usually prayer for temporary things for the world, that's called Chayisho. But over here the Rebbe explains that the Chayisho means the life of time, because in the level of Malchus, as it becomes a root for the world, that is becomes the life for Shah, for this world, for the temporary, for a thing of time, which means you're bringing down the Ein Sof into time, into space, into time and space. That's where you're having the impact. So the tefillah is called Chayishah because that brings down the Ein Sof into the Chayishah, into the temporary, into our human needs. That's Malchus Hayedetes B'Bri Yitzirasiya. That's the level of Malchus which comes down into B'Bri Yitzirasiya, into this world. But the Torah, Chayei Olam, Torah is the eternal world, because that's the level, not the level of Malchus as it connects to the world, but it's the eternal world, Huzeir Anpin. That is the level of the small face, which is the level of the Midos of Atzilus. Kedamach Pekudim, for the 248 mitzvahs, Hemischalki Be'eser Skelim, De'eser Svidus, Dezeir Anpin Chulu, because they divide in the 10 Kelim of the 10 spheres within the Zeir Ampin over there, as they divide themselves into 10, the Zeir Ampin into 10, and within those 10, do we have the 248 mitzvahs that come from the, each mitzvah has a certain limb in that body, in that in the body. But that's called Chayei Olam, because that's in the level of, higher level of Atzilus, as opposed to the level of the davening, which impacts the world. And that's an advantage of the time of prayer over, to bring down the Ein Sof. And that's why for prayer we need an arousal from below, because we're going to bring down something phenomenal on a level that is not compatible, so to speak, from the Ein Sof into the world. And that needs you to put in your best in order to get the level of the limitless of what Hashem has to